Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. The countdown to the Masters is on. Welcome to our Masters special. Hello, friends. I am not Jim Nantz. And the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, is not David Faraday. But we're here to talk golf. What's up, Cam? Hello, friends.
I'm looking for a fat Scottish guy, and not you. That was the best. Hey, how you doing? Just sitting there eating a donut and a coffee. What's Faraday up to? No, Gabe, I'm Jack for this show, buddy. I got excited. You even had to slow me down on the Twitter. I was like, hey, man, what about guys? Cam, save it for the show. Save it for the show. I'm going to save it for the show. And, yeah, there's a lot of interesting storylines heading into this one. McIlroy looking for the career Grand Slam. DeChambeau thinks he's Happy Gilmore. A lot of things. Justin Thomas. Hey, we talk about guys, John Rahm having a baby. The last time a guy had a baby there, Danny Willett, he won the Masters, Gabe. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And the course playing hard and fast. It's going to be wild, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. We asked you guys on Twitter to fire off any Masters questions that you have for us, any matchup props, golfers that you want us to discuss, take a look at their odds and chances of winning this weekend. And Cam started answering the questions on Twitter directly.
Just one.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have a tendency to get ahead of yourself sometimes. I say, Cam, no. The whole point of these tweets were to answer the questions on the show. But we will respond to your questions. And we got Dubsy stepping up and in. Of course, we've got the sportsbook Dave in the house. Sharapan's going to step up and in and join us. We do. It's a light night tonight as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. We had a full slate of action earlier in the day. We do have a game coming up. We have an early NHL game that's already started. 1-0 for the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers guys are 7-0 this year against the Ottawa Senators. They're 5-2 on the puck line against the Ottawa Senators. I have not had a good start to the day, Cam, thanks to your Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays. These guys, they're killing me. Can't hit.
It's a problem. I didn't like them last night.
The team is supposed to hit, can't hit.
Exactly. Hey, baseball. So the Blue Jays beat the Yankees twice and you get one against the Rangers? Unacceptable. I will say this. They ruined Ryu's start. It was a very nice start. He only gave up a couple runs. Shady defense by Vladimir Guerrero at first base. Lazy plays. Leads to an RBI. And they give these guys no run support. I'll tell you something about Rowdy Tellez, Gabe. He'll be down in the minor leagues before maybe at the end of the show. 0 for 16. They had guys coming up. Everybody on this roster, they're waiting for George Springer. They're struggling. You're right. I bet on the Jays today, too, and they ruined my afternoon as well.
All right, so we've got the Yankees and the Orioles coming up. We'll get into that, as we stated. Dave Sharapan's going to join us, but we're going to focus in on the Masters right now. A lot of excitement. FanDuel have a million options up. We're going to go through as many of them as we can. Everything from who's going to win the tournament, tournament specials, tournament props. And we talk about tournament props. Some great stuff here. Top former winner, top debutante. I love how everything's always got to be like special with golf, huh? They can't just say top rookie. Debutante.
No.
I thought debutante. Like, was like on a ball when you're coming out or something like that. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency. I am not a debutante. And neither is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Neither of us are wearing white today. So, yeah, top debutante. So why can't they call fans or patrons?
And the patrons, the patrons really appreciate the shot. And this is the 13th anniversary of the month that Tiger Woods' father, Earl, passed away. As I'm Jim Nance, and I will tell you this for the 16th million time in my career. I wonder if they're going to bring up that Tiger Woods was going twice the speed limit during his crash. We called it. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what happened on the scene. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. But, like, did Tiger cut a check to that cop on the scene? Like, did he get out and say, listen, buddy, come on, man. Here's your, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Guy's going twice the limit. Oh, no, we never tested him for anything. Well, we know what happened. We're not going to tell you. If you're going twice the limit, that's called reckless endangerment. That's called reckless driving.
It's so actually called stunt driving. It's called stunt driving. So, and let me tell you, I got one when I was younger.
40?
Yeah, exactly.
He's supposed to be going 40. It's a slower road. He's supposed to be going 40. He was going 84 miles an hour.
Correct.
Like most people, like that's called you're under arrest, and you just nearly killed a bunch of people.
You are correct.
What do I know? I'm just saying. I don't think Jim Nance is going to bring that up. Although I was shocked that Sean McDonough dropped the whole murder stuff with Baylor during the game the other day.
Oh, that's crazy.
That did surprise me. I was like, well, I'm sure like the NCAA and Baylor are not happy that you're talking about players shooting each other on Baylor.
That was crazy.
This program's come a long way since players were murdering each other, Dick. And I was like, oh my God. This is why McDonough, you never last on Monday Night Football in these big gigs.
McDonough.
He rips the refs all the time. It's a horrible call. Horrible.
Exactly.
This league needs
love him.
I remember on Monday Night Football once, Cam, was a bad call. He goes, horrible call. This league needs to do better. And he was off the broadcast the next year.
Our type of guy.
Sean McDonough. Big Sean McDonough fan, actually. All right, we're a big Andrew Anderson fan. We're going to find out who Dubsy thinks is going to be the top debutante, as well as they've got it all. They've got it all, and I'm looking forward to this. Top Australian. Who's going to be the top Australian? Game time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. We're throwing it down on SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates and digital video platforms and networks joining us. It's our master special. So let's bring in Andrew Anderson, former PGA, LPGA caddy, Dubsy in the house. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing?
Week of the year for me. Masters week. It's going to be a great tournament. We got a hard golf course. So excited, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Masters special, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. So let's start off right now with how this course is going to play, and I'll throw it to you first, Dubsy, and then you, Cam. So It's a unique situation. They played in November, and Dustin just tore it apart, 20 under. And as Cam stated yesterday, I think they've almost taken offense to that, actually. And I saw that they said the head of the course said that this is the toughest and the firmest and fastest that it's played, that he's seen it since about 2013 or 14, whenever it was won, when Adam Scott won. So it's definitely going to be a lot tougher right now. They've got a prop up for what the score is going to be, Dubsy, this week. What are you looking at? What do you think the final score is going to be?
I think it'll be very close to 13 under par. It's definitely not going to be 20 under par, what we saw last year. As you said, it's looking like a very firm track. There is a bit of rain on the radar. That could change things a little bit, but otherwise, I think the scores will come down a little bit. It won't be target golf this week, boys. It becomes a lot more about strategy.
What do you think, Cam, of the prop? They have over under 10 and 10 or less or 11 or more, etc. What do you think about the score? Dubsy said, you said yesterday right around 10, and that's what FanDuel set this at. But Dubsy's saying in the 13 range. What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, a number popped in my head, 11. 11 under, I think, is the number. Anywhere we were talking between 11 and 13, I like that. I think, yeah, and these guys don't like to be embarrassed. It's not going to be as simple for Dustin Johnson. When you go to Augusta, Gabe, a lot of people don't understand the course. Its defense is pin positions. That's one thing they can do to the golfers. If it's big and fast, basically, and you can't putt, there's going to be 3-4 putts, and guys are going to putt it like they might be bad, like putting it off a green into water. That's how slick these greens are going to get. So you got to take guys with good short games there. And guys, you got to plot around the course. That's kind of why I like a guy like Patrick Cantlay. He doesn't have to bomb the ball like DeChambeau. He can just get it around here, there, and it's Dubsy said, you got to hit your spots. Some pins you can't go at, they're sucker pins, and if you go for them, you're toast.
So the prop is 11 or better, minus 118, minus 10 or worse is minus 108. I've got to go with the 11 or better. I don't think these guys are going to completely collapse here. So I'll go 11 or better. What do you think, Dubsy? Minus 118?
Yeah.
Minus 11
I
or better.
I like it. I like 13 under par, so yeah, I agree. Minus 11, I think they'll get there. But, in saying that, Cameron Smith set the record last year. He was the very first guy to shoot four rounds in the 60s at the Masters, and that's when the course was the easiest it's ever been. So, it's a very tricky task to shoot four rounds in the 60s. I don't think anyone will do it this year. So, yeah, minus 11, that gives us enough room, three good rounds, maybe an even par in there. I think that should be right on the money.
I find it interesting for the guys that have only played it once, right? And there's a handful of guys, Cam, that have only played it once, that they only played it in November, and it's completely different now. It's not even, it's a completely different, like Sungjae is a good example of that. That was the first time he's ever played the course, and he said it's completely different now. At least I know what it feels like, it looks like, but he said the greens are completely different this week. All right, so let's just go through each golfer, and I'll start with you, Cam, here, with whether you're going to take them or why you're not taking them. And let's start off with Bryson at plus 950.
I like Bryson DeChambeau to be a top 10 play. But I don't think he's going to win the golf tournament. I think his putter will eventually let him down in the end. I would not be surprised if he's there. The one thing is he's going to have a huge advantage on some holes where he can even hit 3-wood and go in. His wedge game is going to have to be good, and his putting is going to have to be great. That's why I think he's going to be around, Gabe. But there's other guys at chalk that I like better than him. He is a top 10 play. He will be a factor and falls short. I'm not betting him to win.
Top 10 for Bryson is plus 105, Dubsy. How do you think Bryson does this week with whatever that secret weapon he has in his bag?
there's no secret about it because he spends all day on the practice field making sure the cameras get it. I don't think you can overpower this golf course. As we saw last year, he talked a good game and brought him back to reality. And that was a soft golf course, which should have suited the way he's trying to play the Masters. I don't think this is one for him. He needs the bomb and gouge style golf course. Augusta National is not that. I think he'll struggle in and around the greens. He's well-suited target golf. He missed some of these pins. I think he'll have a hard time getting up and down.
Dustin Johnson looking to go back-to-back here. It's incredibly difficult to go back-to-back, but this is a rare and unique situation with two Masters in 1 year. What do you think about DJ at plus 950? Is he on your card, Andrew?
Yeah, he is. I think he'll make a strong case to go back to back, join the likes of Nicklaus, Woods, and Faldo. He's still playing great golf. He's by far the number one in the world. And I think a lot of people forget that before he won at Oakmont, his very first major, he had a lot of heartache in the majors. And I think that still drives him now to capture a few more wins, a second green jacket. I think he's a very good chance at plus 950. I'm scared of DJ. The big ones are what gets his attention. So watch out this week.
Cam, what are your thoughts on DJ? For the record, DJ guy's top 10 is minus 115. Seems like not bad odds, actually. What's your take on
DJ? That's a great bet. I think he'll be hovering around, like Dubsy said. I don't have him to win, but I have him to be very close, Morenci. This is the thing. He's got a lot on his mind. He'd like to win one for Wayne, Wayne's father, the late Walter Gretzky. He fashions his game for this type of tournament. Also, he's learned how to become a way better putter. What held him back was putting. He's worked on it, and now he's got majors under his belt because he's learned how to do it. His short game is matching his ball striking, which is world-class and elite. So I think Dustin Johnson's going to be a factor. Do I think he's going to win the Masters? No, but I think he'll be there.
I think his confidence is at an all-time high right now coming in to this tournament. And he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I like the top 10 prop. It's not too bad. I prefer these top 20s, but they're not giving money away. Yeah. It leads us into Justin Thomas, 11-1. And to me, there's a lot to like about Justin Thomas, Dubsy. And me and Cam discussed this earlier in the week. He's got a close relationship with Tiger Woods, and I can almost see him now, putting on the green jacket after and saying, "Oh, this is so great!" And Tiger just texted me, and I'm Tiger this and Tiger that, and all kidding aside, who's Tiger going to be texting through the weekend, giving advice? Right? Who can give better advice as well? We know this guy. We talk about iron play at Augusta. He's got the iron play. He's got the game. To me, he's one of the guys to beat. I wish we were getting better odds, like 14-1, 16-1, but I understand why. Justin Thomas, 11-1. What's your take?
I can't go past him, Gabe. He is my pick to win it this week, 11-1. 5 from 5 cuts made here. His last 4 starts, top 25. And, this is a golf course. Experience counts for everything. The more you've played here, the better, as we've seen over the years. He's only got good vibes to pull from as of recently as well. He won the Players' Championship. And one thing to note there is he didn't win with his best stuff. He managed to stay in contention until Sunday afternoon, until his putter finally lit up. That's what you got to do at Augusta. Stay in contention until Sunday afternoon, hit Amen Corner, get streaky with the putter, as JT can do. And, he's a guy who wants the big ones. I absolutely love JT this week, if you couldn't tell.
Three's a crowd, buddy. I think he's your pick. He's my pick. I love Justin Thomas to win as well. Big, big units are going to be dropped on Justin Thomas. Top 10, top 5, and win. He is my horse for the course, Morenci. Everything, he's my guy. He can do everything well. Short game, putting, and he has the tenacity. The difference between him and other guys is he has a killer instinct like Tiger. That's why they're best friends. Justin Thomas, don't let the act fool you. Him and his dad just chumming around. This guy wants to beat you down. Trust me. He's my pick at 2 at 11-1. Love JT this week.
11-1 for Justin Thomas. We'll continue to take a look at the finishing position props as well as far as Justin Thomas is concerned and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Andrew Anderson joining us. We're talking Masters. So we were talking about Justin Thomas. It's interesting. Justin Thomas isn't the favorite, He's one of the, you know, he's right there at 11 to 1. The other guys are plus 950. But he's only minus 125 to be top 10. So he's minus 125. Dustin Johnson's minus 115. Bryson is plus 105. I don't trust Bryson. I think he can implode. He finished in 34th place last week. He, you know, like you said, Dubs, he was talking this week about how he's going to lay off a bit, and he understands he's just got to put himself in a better position to score birdies. But I don't. He can't help himself. And the clown show that he's putting on, I don't see how that's going to help him. Like, who plays speed golf at the Masters, right? It's just dumb. It's sort of like a pitcher at baseball camp that during batting practice, they're all betting like $500 who can hit the best home run. And then in the game, none of them can get a bunt down. It's like, maybe if you guys would actually practice bunting during the batting practice, something you actually will do, it'll help you. I'm just saying, I don't trust Bryson. I do think DJ is right there. I do think Justin Thomas is right there as well. So we have to get into Jordan Spieth right now, Dubsy. This guy's been storming. You know, he's been climbing the ladder. I like what he said, too. He goes, I realize how hard it is to win a tournament. Because I used to think it was easy. Because now I realize how hard it is to actually win a tournament. Can he really go back-to-back right now, even though this is Augusta?
I think he can. Now, anyone else, and maybe they'd struggle, but for Jordan Spieth, you know, he's such an impressive young guy. We forget he's only 27 years of age. He's done all this in the game, despite sort of not doing much for the last couple of years. The last couple of months, he's been probably the form player, you know, of the tour. We've seen him in contention a bunch. To finally get that win at the Valero last week, I think that just sort of gives him the green light. You know, everything you've been working on is 100%, you know, right, and you're ready to go for the Masters. So I think for a guy like him, he's already won here. He's got a couple of runner-ups to go with that. He actually almost won, you know, on his first outing here. So only good memories of being at this golf course. And, you know, I like the way Spieth plays. You've got to be a great iron player here, and you've got to have a good short game. Bang, bang. They're his strength. So, you know, it's no surprise he does so well here. I think he could definitely be there come Sunday afternoon.
Cam, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, Dubsy's right. Jordan Spieth probably has the hottest wedge and the best putter. That's what he does. But I still have a problem with him off the tee. And if he's not hitting the right spots too, he's going to be in some danger. He got away with it last week. I think everybody's on him this week. I think he can contend, but Gabe, he's just not going to be a part. It's one of these things. There's other guys that I like more. But Dubsy brings up a great point. This guy always plays well at Augusta, and now he has confidence. And, you know, he played great last week. Be it, you know, Charlie Hoffman, some other guys, they made some mistakes. Jordan Spieth looks like he's getting it back together, and it's hard to win a golf tournament. Gabe, he's a guy that I'm not going to be taking this week. I know a lot of people love him. I don't like the odds at 11, too. I think that's a little bit inflated. You need more. For me to bet on Jordan Spieth to win, I need more than 11-1.
Rory is 19-1. This is the one major that he's never won before, but he's not in top form right now. Patrick Cantlay is somebody that's got to be intriguing, isn't he, guys? What about Cantlay at 22-1, Dubsy?
He is. I love Cantlay. I think he's a bit of a sleeper, you know, out of the guys sort of 22-1. He's a big game player, goes about his business, you know, under the radar. Great iron player again. Gets off the tee well, good short game, has sort of all the tricks in the bag. We've seen that he does well at the bigger events. He was the number one amateur in the world for 55 weeks, which is just incredible. He got his first start here as the low amateur. I think it was back in 2012. So he's obviously got good experiences at this golf course. Had a good finish last year. I love Cantlay, and I think he's a good value. Just to go back on Rory McIlroy, I don't know, boys. I've got something telling me that maybe don't sleep on Rory McIlroy this week. You know, we know he caught up with Tiger Woods, new swing coach. He's had a couple of weeks. He's now taking all the pressure off him. I don't know, Cam. Rory McIlroy, it's just something that says don't quite rule him out just yet.
I can't do it, Dubs. For a player that hits it that big with his driving, the fact that his wedge game is some of the worst on the PGA Tour, it's a real problem. What else is a problem? His putting. He got three putts. He's going to get rattled on a couple. You know what the thing about Rory, what he's going to do? He's going to have like a birdie train, and then he just has that snowman popping up, a triple bogey, putting it into the water. Something tragic is going to happen. I hate to say these things because, you know what, you don't like to cheer against anybody. I think he's a good guy. He wants the career Grand Slam. The problem is, for proximity to the hole, for how he hits his driver, his wedge game is subpar, and he hasn't fixed it. It hasn't gotten any better. Sorry, Rory McIlroy will be faded. He might be. We can't take all of these guys, and he's a guy I like all the other guys better. As for Cantlay, he's my second favorite choice out of anybody behind Justin Thomas.
What about John Rahm? We didn't hit John Rahm at 12-1, Dubsy. What's your opinion on John Rahm?
You know, big Rahm is made to win at the Masters, you know, he obviously just had a kid last week. I haven't had a kid, but I can only imagine the missus and the newborn child back at home must be some kind of distraction leading into, you know, the biggest event of the year. Otherwise, I'd say he'd be, you know, my top three picks to win this thing. I just think maybe he's got too much going on outside of the ropes. Whether it hurts or helps him, we'll soon find out. But for that reason, I'm not backing him this week.
Okay. Well, Gabe, you know John Rahm's got a lot of Euros, and you know what you can do? Hire the nanny. Hey, nanny, time to look after the kid while I get ready for the Masters, right? You want love the child, but when that
he's
child starts...
diapers.
No, he's not. John Rahm, when the child starts screaming, wah, that's nanny time. And Rahm's just greasing her with big, big stacks. Here's the deal, Morenci. When Danny Willett had the kid, he won the Masters, and it was like 70-80. It was something crazy. He blew up the tote board. Rahm, I have three guys. Justin Thomas, gold. Cantlay, silver. Rahm's in my three-hole. I like Thomas too much, but I think Rahm is going to be a factor still with the kid. I think he'll get real close and just fall short. I like him to finish probably around in the top five there. I think he'll be there.
Now we get into the, you know, the bigger price ranges. Xander Schauffele's 25-1. Brooks Koepka's 28-1. We had Rex Hoggard on last night from the Golf Channel on Sports Rage Late Night, and he said he followed Brooks. And he said, well, he was striking the ball well, like you would expect. He had a noticeable limp, and so much and so that he would never even bend down to size up any putts. He couldn't. So, like, you know what I mean? He's, you know, can he get through 4 days? I don't think so, guys, if you're counting on it. Just for the record, that's, you know, for somebody that's seen him this week, says Dubsy he couldn't even bend down to size up the putts during a practice round.
Yeah, and this is not the course where you want to be playing on injured legs. You know, the one thing you don't see on television here is it's a very hilly, slopey golf course, a lot of undulation. You're not getting flat lies here. So even between shots, you're walking up and down. 4 days out in Augusta, it's a lot. I think, you know, maybe he can come out of the gates strong enough, but I just can't see him being there on Sunday. Coming out of an injury like he's got, too much pressure on that knee, boys. You know, this is the biggest event of the year. All these boys are dialed in. You need your very best stuff, and you need to get a bit of good luck. I don't think Brooksy's going to be there Sunday.
Cam?
Yep. Dubsy's right, man. I walked that course. People don't realize HD television's nice when the Masters change. There's a 130-foot elevation drop from the valley, Amen's Corner, and the rest of the course, man. There is no clean lies. Everything's on a side hill or a hill. The ninth hole is insane. It's down a hill and up a hill. People don't see how crazy that is. It is deep and steep. I don't know what Brooks Koepka is going to do. Obviously, he's got the lotions and potions, but to do it for four rounds, Morenci, against the best in the world, sorry, man, I can't do it. I'm gonna fade him in matchup bets. If he's got a bad leg, there's guys who are healthy out there, and it's hard enough to win the Masters when you're healthy.
I think that's a good call to focus in on some of these matchup bets. All right, I want to get into some of the props that are on the board and just blast through the interesting props that we could have some fun with, maybe find some value. But Patrick Reed, guys, is a guy that I keep coming back to. And I'm on the same page, Cam. Justin Thomas, as I said earlier in the week, I like Justin as well. Patrick Cantlay jumps off the screen at me.
Yeah.
And it's hard to overlook Patrick Reed at 32-1.
Great call, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
you. Like, you know what I mean?
Dubs,
no one likes
Dubs
him,
knows,
and
too.
He thrives.
Yep.
He thrives on it. He's the villain. Yep. He loves it. He's won here before. I mean, what not to like about this guy?
He's a wrestling heel. Boo, boo, right, Dubsy? Hey, I love it. Bring it on. The Brits are like, you're a cheater, Patrick Reed's like, yeah, come on, I'll cheat all the way to, I'll take your money, I'll win the run. That's what he does. He feeds off it. And you know what he does? One of the best putters in the world, best bunker saver in the world. He does all the right things, Morenci, and you don't have to hit it a million yards at Augusta. Ding, ding, ding. Patrick Reed's a lot like Cantlay. He's got that type of game. He's not the biggest hitter in the world, but he will be there. Morenci, I got to tell you, if you bet those picks, I think you're going to be rolling in some cash. The Patrick Reed trick for top 20, definitely.
You get value. Like, you know what I mean? If some guy's all popular and the media loves him and everything, the odds change a bit, right?
Yep.
But Reed's a great golfer, but he's just despised by by everybody. So nobody bets on him, so the numbers don't move.
Exactly.
And boys, you know, he acknowledged that he's ball striking wasn't, you know, up to par with his short game. He's by far got the best short game around the greens, which, you know, you can do well at the Masters with. he's been working on his swing the last couple of months, and he's hitting it well again. So, look, if he can add that to his arsenal, you know, we've seen the way he won here, the way Zach Johnson won here. You don't have to be a long hitter. Work to your strategy, be patient, score well in the par fives. A guy like Reed, geez, don't get him near the lead. Otherwise, you know, he'll try and make a fist of it.
Yeah. I got to tell you, at 32 to 1, too, there's going to be some nice prices for top 20, even for a guy like Reed. Top 10, mm-hmm. top 20. We'll get into that. All right, let's blast through some props here, guys. Top debutant, Will Zalatoris, plus 110. Carlos Ortiz, plus 220. Robert McIntyre, plus 290. Tyler Starfair.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Casey, 14 to 1. Joe Long, great name for a golfer. Joe Long, yes. 29 to 1. And Charles, don't call me Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
41 to 1, riding the crazy train with Charles yep. Osbourne. We've only got a couple of seconds before the break, Cam. But listen, everyone's, you know, Zalatoris. Every week, Zalatoris. I get it. But I almost want to take someone else because there's no value with Zalatoris here. We'll get your thoughts. Think about it, Dubsy. We'll get Dubsy's thoughts on the other side. We're breaking down the props and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, friends. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart. Hello, friends.
Most I love you,
birdies dude. Hello. Or hello, friends. Most birdies yes. are better at the Masters in the last 3 years. Patrick Reed, 63. Dustin Johnson, 56. Jordan Spieth, 55. Ricky Fowler, 54. Rory McIlroy, 53. So what's you know, what do we notice here? So Patrick Reed has the most birdies or better at the Masters in the last 3 years. He's won here. And he's 32 to 1. Yet Dustin Johnson is 950. Spieth is now 12 to 1. Ricky's not here. And Rory's 19 to 1. Like, case in point. Like, Reed gets no respect even from the odds maker, Ken.
I'll tell you one thing on that board. Plus 550, I think he can beat Spieth. And I think he can battle Johnson. The two guys I would take on that board, top former winner, are Reed at plus 550 and Sergio Garcia at 9 to 1. Those are my two horses there, Morenci.
I think Sergio's a little bit of a sleeper as well. All right, let's blast through all this stuff. So top debutant, Dubsy, let's go rapid fire so we can get to as many of these props as possible. Top debutant, who you got?
I got Robbie McIntyre, the young Scotsman, left-hander. The Augusta is a left-hander's golf course. That's a fact.
I like it.
So I think it's well-suited to him. He does one of the big events. Still a young guy. I think he made T9 in his opening British Open debut. So a young guy, just does well on the big stage. I love Robbie McIntyre.
I love right, McIntyre, so too. But really, I hate McIntyre. To say it, Gabe. Zalatoris is, I know you're not a big Willie Z guy, but I like Zalatoris. I think McIntyre will come second.
No, I've got nothing boys, against I know he's a great golfer.
I was going to say, Gabe, go Patrick on, Reed has been working with Rob McIntyre, giving him a few tips how to play Augusta. So I think
well,
they'll
I like
go
it.
A long way with helping him. Guys like Zalatoris, mm-hmm. they'll come out too aggressive. You've got to earn your stripes on this one.
You hear that, Cam? Too aggressive. Aggressive, no, Will. Got to settle
I'm
down.
Listening.
Settle down.
He is aggressive. He's very aggressive.
Settle down, Bill.
That's true.
I'm going to call him Bill. Settle down, Billy. Billy Zalatoris.
Yes.
No, he's good. My deal is, I mean, this guy's been favorites. He's been a favorite in tournaments, Dubsy. That's the thing. Like, I look at his odds every week, and I'm like, man, like these guys treat him like he's a five-time winner or something like that. But, all right, so top former winner, Dustin Johnson plus 175, Spieth plus 250, Reed plus 550, Garcia 9-1, Scott 10-1, Bubba Watson 12-1, Phil 22, Will at 29, Zach Johnson and more. Cam, what are you looking at here?
Patrick Reed plus 550. If you like two of them at that price, give me Sergio. Reed and Serge.
All right. Dubsy, top former winner?
I think DJ will go very close to defend his title. If not, I think Adam Scott at 10 to 1. That's good value. Good ball striker. Right, suits well this course.
I'm always a fan of the top senior when it comes to the Masters. I enjoy betting this one. Phil Mickelson, minus 125. Bernard Langer, plus 470. Freddie Couples, plus 550. Mike Weir, plus 650. Vijay, 10 to 1. Jose Maria is 42 to 1. Larry Mize, 42. Sandy Lyle, 50. Woosman, 80. What do you think, Cam? Top senior.
Bernard Langer would be my pick. I still think, especially in these conditions, Gabe, he can get it around if it's fast. Honorable mention, Mike Weir, the guy's ripping it up on the
that
senior
tour.
Like other
6 months ago, too. Bernard, I remember it was Bernard Langer.
Oh, yeah, I like Bernard Langer. Oh, yeah, yeah. You get him in a matchup bet with Vijay Singh, anything under like 60 cents, go to the bank. Bring out the Brinks truck. I love Bernard Langer, and Weir's playing great. Both of those guys.
Top senior, what do you think, Dubsy?
I can't go past Mickelson at minus 125. I think when he's forced to play to a strategy, he's still got the game to compete. I think he'll make the cut door right. But, you know, I love Weir. I love Langer. But I just think Mickelson's got a bit of extra juice, and he still thinks he's one of the young boys.
That's true.
Interesting prop here. Top lefty, Bubba Watson, plus 185. Brian Harman, plus 220. Robert McIntyre, plus 340. Phil Mickelson, plus 380. Mike Weir, 14 to 1, Dubsy. Top southpaw, top lefty.
Boys, I'm going to go again. Bobby McIntyre, the young Scotsman. I think he'll have a good tournament. Yes. Make the cut in his first start.
Wow.
That's me, Dubsy, left-handed Scotsman.
I'm just
100 pounds more than McIntyre. I'm the big stick. We'll go with Gabe. I like little Brian Harman from the University of Georgia, Bulldog in Augusta. I think it's a left-hander's paradise, and he's actually playing pretty well. True to form, I think Harman's a good pick at plus 220. He's my guy.
Do you ever like this prop, Cam, the winning region? So you basically, you know, you get USA's minus 190. Great, yeah. Britain, Ireland, plus 470. Rest of the world, plus 550. Continental Europe. So why wouldn't that just be rest of the world? But anyways, any opinion on that stuff?
Well, with the USA, you get a lot of guys. Other than Rahm, like who's next?
Yeah.
Like a Brit? Like who do you like? Like DJ's favored, DeChambeau, all those guys. I don't like to lay 190, but I think an American wins.
Dubsy, minus 190, USA versus the world.
I agree with Cam. The smart play is the USA, but there could be someone like a Cameron Smith from Australia make a run at this thing. He's further down the boards, but I think the smart play, the winner will come from the USA.
All right, so let's throw this. So top great Britain and Irish up. Rory's plus 290, Casey's 5 to 1. Matthew Fitzpatrick, we didn't get to him. What about Fitzpatrick this week as a dark horse, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him, Cam. I put him in a similar category to Cameron Smith. You know, very streaky putter, does the right things, good short game, and he's got a good record here. So I absolutely love him. Yeah,
I agree. Cam? Like I'd stay away from a guy like Ty Hatton due to his emotional. I love guys who are powder kegs. It's fun, but Augusta, you can't be like that. You got to be even keeled, man. You can't snap. My guy would be Paul Casey there. I think Paul Casey's going to be in the mix this week. I just worry about his putting a little bit, but I'm with Dubsy. Fitzpatrick's a very dangerous player. Very dangerous.
Right, well, as you can tell, Dubsy's Australian. He's not from Ireland or England, so I better, in our limited time, I'm going to ask him who the top Australian player is going to be.
Yes.
And is there value at plus 210 with Cameron Smith, who we saw played the course brilliantly here before? Jason Day's plus 230. Adam Scott, well, man, you got some good Australian players here in the mix. Uh-huh. Adam Scott plus 340. Leishman 5 to 1. Matt Jones plus 750. Dubsy, top Australian player.
I'm a little biased, boys. I think any of those names could win this thing, but I think Cameron Smith will be the top Aussie plus 210. I think that's good value. And as I said, he's one of my value plays to maybe make a run on Sunday. First guy ever shoot four rounds in the 60s at the Masters. Big game player. Come on, Cammy. Do it for the Aussies. Thunder from down under, man.
This Cammy likes that Cammy, too. I'm telling you. He's good, Gabe. Real good. Don't let the mullet fool you. Dubsy knows he's got a great lid cooking, but he's got a better game right now. Cam Smith's dangerous as hell.
So what's Cam Smith good for top 20?
Oh, he beats plus in. Money. I'm in.
Cameron Smith is plus 135, top 20.
Sold. Sold.
Plus 135.
Yeah, I think that's a good play.
All right, Dubsy. So what, Cam usually has a six pack. I don't know how you do it. If you got a six pack, if you've got a couple of top players and a couple of sleepers.
Nine pack.
Yeah. How you rolling this?
Six pack's gone, boys. It's now just a bottle of Jimmy these days with a little bit of mixer so the missus doesn't know. My picks to win outright, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, they'd be my premium picks. The sort of McValue meals, as I touched on, Cameron Smith, 37-1. I like that play. And look, there's a couple of outsiders, but as we've seen, the last 10 winners have all come from the top 30 in the world. But, you know, I love to have a couple of cheeky plays. A couple of guys like Francesco Molinari. Now, it was his to win in 2019. He's now at 160-1. He had that tournament won before Tiger Woods mowed him down, so I like that. And then, you know, I like a guy like Louis Oosthuizen, 90-1. I think his game's well-suited here. And there's some of my bets. Obviously, you know, there's plenty of good prop betting out there. Guys who I'm not big on, I'm going to fade Tyrrell Haddon, Victor Hovland, and Matt Wolf. I don't think they're going to have a good week this week, so I'm backing them to miss the cut. Hate to be the negative guy. I just don't think they've got good records here or their game's in good enough shape.
Is there going to be a hole-in-one? Minus 176, hole-in-one.
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
There always is. They're going to say no.
Yeah,
wow, Dubsy, that's bold. Yeah. There's always a hole-in-one on 16, buddy.
There is.
Plus 138,
Course is playing a little harder. I'm going to say there won't be. I think it might be
plus 138 to enough. All right, let's get a couple of the golfers that people asked about that I told Cam to wait. Max Homa, Cam. I know somebody asked about Max Homa. Cameron Smith. We just talked about Cameron Smith. I like that Cameron Smith plus 210 a lot. So what about Max Homa?
I like Homa. He's an elite ball striker, but his putting at Augusta, it'll be exposed. So I'm going to have to pass on Max Homa. He can't putt.
Dubsy?
Yeah, I agree with Cam. They do say Riviera is a good comp for Augusta. There's been 12 winners who have won at both courses, but I agree. Can't putt, can't chip. Not good enough here.
What about Sung Jae? We talked about him. He was right there last time. The course plays completely different, but we didn't talk about him this time, Dubsy. What about him?
No, I think on a firm golf course, he might struggle a bit. You know, he had a great start last year in his first, I think it was his first appearance, T2, but no, I can't see him doing well this week.
He'll break your heart. And you bet him top 20, he'll finish 21st. Trust me.
Yeah, you know, maybe a low round one. I think he's got that kind of juice in his game to rattle off, you know, 8 birdies, but I just can't see 4 good rounds coming out of him.
I'm looking for any Brooks Koepka because I like what Cam was talking about. So Morikawa is minus 118 versus Brooks Koepka, Cam, head-to-head.
I like Morikawa there, even though the experience, I'd have to bet it. I wish it was somebody else against him, but Morikawa is still a young man, but his putting is improved. His ball striking is elite. And if Brooks Koepka really has this injury, I think Morikawa is the play, Morenci.
Now, me and Cam will go over the matchups later on in the program, but what about first round leader, Dubsy? Jordan Spieth is 14-1. DJ is 16-1. Bryson is 18-1. JT 18-1. John Rahm 20-1. Cantlay 22-1. Rory 22-1. Berger 29-1. Xander's 29-1. What do you think about the leader after the first round?
Boys, Jason Day 42-1. Comes out the gates hot, then sort of fades off as the week goes on. Got a great track record at this golf course. He's playing a bit better, so I'm gonna have a bit of a value play on that one.
Wow. Xander Shiffley 25-1. 29, Morenci, and my boy Jason Kokrak, a smooth 90-1.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? He can play. He can flat out play.
Trust me, I'm batting him this week. He's got the skills.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Now Dubsy, me and Cam talked about this yesterday, and the numbers come down, Cam. It was plus 280 yesterday. Mike Weir to make the cut. Now he's plus 245, but Mike Weir's on his game right now on the senior tour. He always plays well here. Plus 245 to make the cut. What do you think, Dubsy? Mike Weir.
I like it. Experience counts for everything. And, you know, he's got good form. Just because he's not playing on the big boys tour, he's playing some of the best golf he's ever played on the Champions Tour. I think that's great return. Experience counts for everything on this golf course, boys. Can't emphasize it enough. So I like that play.
I'm taking it, Cam. Plus money. I love these plus monies, right? Because only one guy's going to win. That's why I want to get a piece of like a Cam Smith at plus 210, a Mike Weir at plus 245, and a bunch of top 20s.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At plus money as well. Dubsy, great stuff. We'll catch up with you later in the week. And who knows where this tournament will be standing. In about 48 hours from now, but I look forward to seeing how it plays out.
Exciting times, boys, exciting times. Different script, different actors, same drama is going to be there Sunday afternoon, and we can't wait.
Game time decisions continue. SiriusXM channel 204.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Thanks to Andrew Anderson for joining us on the program. A lot more to get to besides just the Masters, but we will return to some Masters talk. Dave Sharapan will join us at the 7 o'clock hour. We've got an NHL hockey game currently taking place. Early start in the Canadian capital today between the Edmonton Oilers, who are 7-0 this year straight up against the Ottawa Senators. 5-2 on the puck line. Edmonton lead 2-1 the third period. Just started right now, and in typical baseball fashion, we've got a bunch of tie games. San Francisco, San Diego tied at 2 right now. LA and Oakland tied at 3. So it's kind of a light night, Cam. Unfortunately, we're going to have to take a look at the NBA. I got good news, though. The MLS starts on April 19th. MLS.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'd rather be betting MLS soccer than the NBA last night. How about that Raptors pick? It hit the skids. Who else do we have? Was it Indiana? That sucked. And who else? Boston? That was a real loser. Yeah, fading the public.
There's nothing at 7 o'clock now. There's nothing at 7. The hockey. And Ottawa just scored. That's great. Ottawa just tied it.
I know. Here comes the part.
Yeah, that's just great. There's nothing starting at 7. The Pacers start at 7, but they can go screw themselves. They're playing the T-Wolves. I want no part of it. I've given up. I've tapped out.
I like the T-Wolves. But T-Wolves.
I do have an opinion on the Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs, though. And Campbell, 9-0, Cam. No Leaf goalies started 9-0. You know the last guy to do it? Felix the Cat Potvin.
Potvin, great goaltender. Got it.
Here, go back a ways. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe how long it's actually been, but I don't know. Who do you like in this game between the Leafs and the Canadiens? Because I actually think the Leafs are the play tonight.
I agree with you. I think the Leafs will win the game. Montreal's without Gallagher. He's their heart. I will say the thing I like the most is the under in this game. It was 6, now down to 5.5. If you can find a 6, I like the under. Let's wait for this game to start live with Dave. If there's no goals, I want to hit it, Morenci. I really want to take the under. I believe in Allen, and I love Campbell. He's hot.
Yeah, Jack Campbell, 9-0, matching a club record for consecutive wins for a goalie. Most recently achieved 27 years ago by Felix Potvin.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.